Okay, anyway, back to Metroy Shabbos. So yesterday we were discussing the Zman, where you get the 72 minutes and all that. Now, after Maariv Saturday night, you say Atoch and Antonon the Shemoneh Esrei. If you forgot it, we said you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, but if you ate or did Malacha before you said Baruch HaMavdol, then you have to daven the Shemoneh Esrei over. Even, by the way, Nalocha says, even if you made Abdullah and a cup of wine, you still have to daven over. Because you didn't do it correctly by doing eating or malacha or work before saying Baruch HaMavdol. You have to daven over the Shemoneh Esrei, even if you made Havdalah. But you did work before and so on. What?
So you said yesterday was, if you say Baruch HaMavdol because you forgot it,
that's fine.
Then you can drive home, make Havdalah.
You can do whatever you want. But if somebody did not say Atoch and Antonu, and after Maariv, before saying Baruch HaMavdol, they ate, or they did Malacha, they did desecrate the Shabbos, so then the din is, you have to daven over the Shemoneh Esrei, even if you already made Havdalah over a cup of wine. Yeah, of course, that's what you have to do.
What?
It depends. I really? Who, what, when, where? Winter, summer, longitude, latitude?
Yeah,
it depends where. In L.A.? It could be close to 24 minutes. The Pearl by Shabbos, you machmir more, but technically, well, we daven Maariv here Saturday night, according to Alter Rebbe, way after the Zman. And even then, you could daven Maariv earlier. So we finish Maariv by the after the Zman anyway.
Okay, what is the proper way of making Havdalah?
We're not there yet. Now we're talking about Maariv. Okay. Now, after Maariv on Saturday night, the minig is you say Vinoyam and Vata Kaddish. Now, why do we say Vinoyam and Vata Kaddish Saturday night? Vinoyam is a very nice tefillah that when they finished building the Mishkan in the desert, so Moshe Rabbeinu gave them a bracha. It says, Vayivarcha Yisameisha, Moshe Rabbeinu blessed them. The Medrash says, what did he tell them? Vinoyam Hashem Alakenu, may the sweetness of God be on you, Umaisidainu Kenanehu, and he should bless. You know, Hashem should be in the work of the people. So it's a nice thing to say what Yeshiv Esay said, to say it Saturday night. Now it says, you say it, you lengthen it as much as possible, really. Why? Because it says, Gehenim doesn't reopen Saturday night for the Rishoyim to go back into Gehenim until all the Jews finish Maariv, basically. So by extending it, that doesn't mean it should take you 2 hours. You won't have a minion. But it's fine. It's fine.
Does it wait for the Jews to finish in
Hawaii? Well, you can talk over, yeah. But no. Basically, in that place where Shabbos ends. Yeshiva says you say at funerals too, but Yeshiva says you say a lot of places. It's about be resting and all good things.
So why is it for some nights you don't say it? Right?
Okay, so if there's a Yom Tov during the week that you're not allowed to do work, that means Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Shemini Atzeres, so then because you don't have a full week of work, Chazal say you don't say V'Neim Hashem, you don't say that tefillah, V'Neim Avato Kodesh. That's it. Okay, next. It says you should say standing. Now, when the Chachamim instituted Havdalah over a cup of wine, by the way, I mentioned many times, it's a beautiful story I mentioned a number of times, it's a beautiful story though, that Rabbi Josh Gordon's grandfather, Rabbi Yechanan Gordon, he was the Gabbai in 770, by the Friedrich Rebbe's time yet. He leined in the previous Rebbe's time, in the beginning of the Rebbe's leadership, he leined. And he was a very shrewd guy, very shrewd chassid. So one time, he used to sit behind the Rebbe by the Fabrengen. So one time, he fainted in the middle of a Fabrengen. So, I told him, okay, whatever, they took him out to get some air, you know. So he felt better. So when the Rebbe came out to Mincha, he was sitting on a bench. After Fabrein, the Rebbe would go into his room for a few minutes and come out to Daven Mincha, Shabbos. So Rabbi Yochanan Gordon was sitting on the bench. So the Rebbe turned to him and said, in Yiddish, like, what happened? See, he's a very shrewd guy. He says, Rebbe, I'll tell you what happened. I really died. Now, Gehenim on Shabbos is closed. Gan Eden, they didn't want to let me into. So he had a dilemma. So he sent me back down to earth. So here I am. The Rebbe smiled, and it was an interesting thing. So Gehenim doesn't open until people finish davening Maariv on Shabbos. Because even the Gehenim is closed for Shabbos. So the Rishonim are not in Gehenim on Shabbos. Okay. Now, the Chachamim said, again, it says in the Torah, in the Ten Commandments, Zochishim is Shabbos Akachim. You have to remember Shabbos to sanctify it. Now, when you sanctify a day, like we learned by Kiddush, how do you sanctify a day? Making that day special. So when Shabbos comes in, you sanctify it by saying how holy Shabbos is. And when Shabbos ends, you say, Baruch HaMavdu Ben Kodesh L'Chol. That now we're finishing holy, and now you're going to the mundane. So therefore, the Chum said that you have a mitzvah to do Havdalah also. Just like there's a mitzvah of Kiddush when Shabbos begins, there's a mitzvah of doing Havdalah also. Initially, when the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah instituted Havdalah, they did make it over a cup of wine. Why? Now, the Rebbe says because the Jews, when they came up to build the second Beis HaMikdash, were extremely, extremely poor. In fact, when they came to build the second Beis HaMikdash, the menorah was not made out of gold. It was made out of tin. Out of copper. Tin. Because they didn't have enough money to get a menorah out of gold. Later on, they rebuilt themselves and came back to Eretz Yisrael. So the Chacham said, because the Jews were so poor, and wine was expensive in those days, so they said, we're only making Havdalah in verbal Havdalah in davening, or Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. They don't have to do anything. Later on, the Chacham said, no, we're instituting it. Now that it became, you know, we're going to institute, now they have money, now we're going to institute it. So it became Havdalah over a cup of wine. So they have like this. Besides the wine for Havdalah, we also have Besamim and the candle. Now, what's the purpose of the Besamim and the candle? So it says in the Gemara says that when Shabbos is over, okay, on Shabbos, a person has what's called Neshama Yeseda. An extra Neshama comes into the person on Shabbos. When Shabbos leaves, when Shabbos is over, the Neshama leaves. That extra Neshama. So the Neshama that's left in the body is in pain, so to speak. That the extra Neshama left. So to make it feel good a little bit, pay the condolence call, so to speak, we give something to smell the psalmim, because the Gemara says psalmim is something reyach, is something shaneshama nehnes by. Neshama benefits from smell; it doesn't benefit from food that the body benefits from. Neshama, a soul, benefits from psalmim, from good smell. So therefore, Chum said, you know what? You have to make a brach on the psalmim. What happens if somebody doesn't have psalmim? So say, you don't have to go crazy to get it. If you have it, you do it. You don't have it, you don't do it. Another interesting din, by the way, is what happens if you lose your taste, if you lose your smell? Some people have a very bad cold. They can't smell anything anymore. Or they have corona, God forbid, and you lose your smell and taste. So then you can't make a brach on the psalmim. It's a brach in vain. You can only make a brach if you smell it. If you don't smell it, you can't make a brach on the psalmim. It's a brach in vain. So again, if you have the psalmim, the custom is to try to have psalmim. If you have psalmim, you make a very many psalmim. And if not, you don't make it. Same thing, Chacham instituted the bracha Beir Meiri Ha'ish. Why do you make Beir Meiri Ha'ish? Because, like we learned already in the past, when Friday morning came about, okay, the first Friday night of the world's existence, there was no darkness. So the light that came in Friday morning lasted 36 hours. The Gemara says 24 plus 12 of the night. It lasted 36 hours. the 36 hours. Saturday night came, so one other Mishnah was created on Friday, the first Friday night, there was only light. So Saturday night came, darkness came into the world, so then Adam and Isha was given the intelligence by Hashem to rub two stones together, and he created fire. So because fire is created Saturday night, and it's such a vital thing in our life to have, fire, light, cooking and everything, so we make a bracha Saturday night on Beder Meder Ha'ish. What happens if you don't have it? Again, you don't have to go crazy to do it. But you can only make the bracha Beder Meder Ha'ish on Saturday night. Let's say you didn't do it. You can't do it Sunday morning because there's no purpose of it. The candle was created for Saturday night. What?
Why was there no lights for Friday night? This is already after the sin.
I understand, but because of the first Shabbos, Hashem had... In fact, the Medrash says that the 36 hours of light from Friday morning to Saturday night corresponds with the 36 candles we use on Hanukkah. Without the Shabbos, it's 36. You count 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 8. So then you have 36 candles. With the Shabbos, is another 8, so it's 44. That's why the boxes of candles are 44. But the actual menorah lights, the mitzvah is 36 candles, corresponding with the 36 hours that there was no, even though Adam and Eve should sin, but still, because the Kedusha Shabbos, the first Shabbos, Hashem kept the light. Shabbos finished, so then darkness came. And
somebody can't smell, and he's making Abdullah. Can somebody else make
Yeah, let's say the head of the household, is making Abdullah. And he can't smell the psalmim, so other people make the psalmim.
And he says amen to that?
Yeah, he's allowed to say amen, it's not a hefsik. Now, in our many circles, including in our circles, everybody makes a bracha on the psalmim, including the women. They take the psalmim, they make the bracha, b'emine psalmim. Candle is questionable if women do b'er me'esh or not. There's no official Chabad custom, and officially, unofficially in Chabad, the women don't do b'er me'esh. Because it has to do with Chetei Tzedas, and they're involved in it. So, and again, it's not an official Chabad minute, but unofficially in Chabad, the women don't do Ber Meish. What? 1 second.
What if you make the bracha with psalmim and there's no smell on the object? No. That happened.
Thank you.
There's no smell on it.
He
lost it. So, should we smell it a little bit first before making bracha?
Well, what are you smelling?
I mean, should we smell it to make sure it smells before making bracha?
No, you can assume that clothes still have a smell. Come on.
It's not necessarily clothes, but if you have clothes, a lot of times...
Then you need to make sure it has a smell before, because if not, you're going to make a bracha in vain.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying, too. Great minds think alike.
Can't make smell it before you make a bracha?
Yeah, but if you're smelling it to see if there's a smell to be able to make a bracha, so then you're relying on the bracha you're making by bearing rib something. Good for that also. Because you're not smelling it to benefit, you're smelling it to see if it's going to have a smell that I can make a brach on. So then, that's what you do.
So with the candles, Rabbi, if, let's say, you still are in shul, they're not all going to come in the front to do this.
Okay, we didn't get to the candles. That's probably going to be tomorrow night. But, yeah, you can go long distance. Say hi to the candle.
Are you yotze with that?
No. Okay, we'll talk about it. There's another big thing that people have to be aware of. Nowadays, when people go away after Shabbaton, or they go away to different places where there's a big crowd, so in the last few years, Havdalah became a whole ceremony. You know, in our world, we made Havdalah, and that was it. Now they have music, and the company, and the chazan, and they sing it, and goes the whole thing, and it takes about a half an hour to make Havdalah. The problem with that is, because there's a big crowd, they do it over a microphone. Which means nobody is Yetzah Havdalah, unless if you heard it from the person's mouth itself, not through the mic. But if anybody that didn't heard it through the speakers, they're not Yetzah Havdalah. They have to make Havdalah again. The mamash not Yetzah Havdalah, they have to make Havdalah again. So people have to be careful. The musical, so if the people are from when they do it, by the way, I've seen it. Videos, you know, of different things. If they know what they're doing, I've seen that guys that do these Havdalah service, Hinei Kel Yeshuasi, all that, which doesn't really matter, until Ber Pi Agafen, they do it on a speaker with a microphone and they, you know, sing along and the music and everything. And then when it comes to the bracha Ber Pi Agafen, they close the mic and then the guy says the bracha out loud. And then they say same thing with the bracha, the psalmim, and the eish doesn't matter too much because even if you don't have it, it's good. And the last bracha, amavdu bin kodesh tochal, they tackle close the mic. Otherwise, you're not yaitza avdallah.
Darkness till
Shabbat.
There was already darkness. It says,
"Vayhi boker,
vayhi here, vayhi boker, vayhi here."
First, it said,
"Vayhi erev, vayhi boker."
Since when does "erev" mean darkness? What does "erev" mean?
Night.
Evening.
Evening, night.
Okay. Now let me ask you a question. You ever go to the North Pole? No. You ever go to Alaska during the summer?
Yes.
Yeah. There's no darkness. Very little, maybe half an hour. Okay, so do they have an evening? Or they don't say Saturday evening? What do they say? Monday evening? Or they say, what do they say, Monday day? So I'm just telling you, evening doesn't mean darkness. Choshech means darkness. Erev means evening. You can have evening with dark and not dark. Okay.